In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this 13th Sunday after Trinity. It's lovely to have you with us. I hope that you have all had a good week. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. We gather to hear and receive His holy word and His blessing upon us. And as we come before our Heavenly Father, we open our hearts to Him in prayer. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you. No secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour, who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty. Almighty God, who called your church to bear witness that you were in Christ, reconciling the world to yourself, help us to proclaim the good news of your love, that all who hear it may be drawn to you. Through him who was lifted up on the cross and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. O Lord, you know, remember me and visit me, and bring down retribution for me on my persecutors. In your forbearance, do not take me away. Know that on your account I suffer insult. Your words were found and I ate them. And your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. I did not sit in the company of merrymakers, nor did I rejoice. Under the weight of your hand I sat alone, for you had filled me with indignation. Why is my pain unceasing? My wound incurable, refusing to be healed. Truly you are to me like a deceitful brook, like waters that fail. Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you turn back, I will take you back, and you shall stand before me. If you utter what is precious and not what is worthless, you shall serve as my mouth. It is they who will turn to you, not you who will turn to them. And I will make you to this people a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail over you. For I am with you to save you and deliver you, says the Lord. I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked and redeem you from the grasp of the ruthless. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 26. Redeem us and be gracious to us, O Lord. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and mind. Redeem us and be gracious to us, O Lord. For your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I walk in faithfulness to you. I do not sit with the worthless, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I hate the company of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. Redeem us, and be gracious to us, O Lord. I wash my hands in innocence, and go around your altar, O Lord, singing aloud a song of thanksgiving and telling all your wondrous deeds. O Lord, I love the house in which you dwell and the place where your glory abides. Redeem us and be gracious to us, O Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. If you want to be my disciple, says the Lord, take up your cross and follow me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord, this must never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. Then Jesus told his disciples, If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world, but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what he has done. Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I can't believe how quickly this year is passing. We've enjoyed a fantastic summer, but now September is almost upon us, and children prepare to return to school. Our minds turn toward thoughts of autumn, which the meteorological office tells us begins on Tuesday. And dare I say it, Christmas is already on the horizon. Our journey through the year has reached a new phase. In our gospel reading today, we are reminded of Jesus' own journey. He begins to prepare his disciples for their final journey to Jerusalem, telling them that he must undergo great suffering and be killed before being raised on the third day. Jesus' journey to glory would be through the horror of the cross. Peter, always the first to respond, is appalled and objects. He has misunderstood Jesus and is described by Jesus as being a stumbling block to his mission. Jesus invites his disciples to make the journey to glory with him. If any want to become my followers, Jesus tells them, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. It is an invitation that Jesus extends to all of us. For all who look to share the glory of the resurrection to eternal life at Jesus' side in the kingdom of heaven must travel the journey which Jesus forged. Jesus faced the greatest crisis of his earthly life on the cross. On the cross he faced death itself. But not even death could overcome Jesus as he rose to new life on that first Easter Sunday. As his followers, Jesus tells us we must walk in his footsteps. We must live our lives as he lived his. Like Jesus, we are to face the trials and challenges that come our way throughout our lives with faith that they will not overcome us, however daunting, however dark things might seem at times, they are not the end. For those who walk with Jesus will emerge with him into the glory of the resurrection, eternal life with him in the glory of heaven. The good news for us is that although Jesus walked to Jerusalem with disciples who at times fell away or betrayed him, we walk with Jesus, the conqueror of death, at our side, our Lord and Saviour, who will never fail us. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own ministry area. May the Church be faithful to its calling of bringing the good news of Christ to all the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of war, violence, and oppression the world over. Among them, the people of the Ukraine, the Holy Land, and the Middle East. For all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. We remember especially the peoples of Nepal and China. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit to bring peace and hope where there is conflict and despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we bring the love of God to all in need among whom we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed, for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Blessed are those who make peace. They shall be called God's children. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And just before our blessing and our final hymn this morning, I'd like to again thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gethligaer, for our service of home worship. It's really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a safe, healthy, and peaceful week to come. The Lord be with you. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Take my voice and let me sing.